Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm late getting started, but we thank God for being able to get on this show. Tried earlier, but couldn't get on, but I'm on now. And I'm glad that you are with me today on this rainy Tuesday morning. But this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Because God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. We're going to be coming to you. This is a word and prayer in the eyes of a lay person. And we're going to be coming to you today from Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And it's talking about faith. Because we know it's impossible to please God without faith. Praise the Lord. And the superiority of the faith way. This is a walk of faith, and we have to walk by faith and not by sight. And only way we can please God is that we walk by faith. And the way the world is now, we know that Jesus is coming back for his people, without spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. So we must walk by faith and not by sight. And we know the story of Abraham. We know the story of Noah and how God used Noah. Praise God. We know the story of what Adam and Eve did that separated man from God, and how he put them out of their garden. And we know the story of his son, of Adam and Eve's son, and how God accepted one son's offering and didn't accept the other son's offering. Praise God. And it said by faith, Noah believed God, you know. But we're going to start at the first verse in Hebrews. By faith. It says by faith. Now, faith is the substance, it says, of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We don't see faith, but we have to believe. We got hope in God. That's why Satan tries to take our hope away. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We don't see it, but we hope for it. I've never seen Jesus Christ, but I believe. That's how I got saved. I believed what the Word of God said, and I believed, and I'm saved today. For by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God just spoke it, and it appeared. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He just spoke it in existence. Everything he spoke, it happened. Through faith, he just spoke it. Okay, the fourth verse says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he obtained, he being dead yet speaketh. God, but he refused Cain's. Abel offered up the sacrifice, and Cain, the one he offered up, God didn't receive it. Okay? The fifth verse said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God believes that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. We have to, without faith, we can't please God. We must have faith. He took faith for us to get saved. He took faith. We can't please God without faith. And look at this. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with faith, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he hath condemned the world, heir of the righteousness which he is by faith. By faith, God told him how to build an ark. It had never rained before. It had never rained before. But by faith, God told Noah how to build an ark. He told him how to gather up the fruits and all the things to put in the ark. He told him how many stories to build an ark. He told him what he needed to put in the ark and everything. Noah did exactly what God told him to do. God even led the animals in the ark. He told him how many unclean animals. He told him how many clean animals. He told him everything. Noah had never, it had never rained before. But by Noah obeyed God, and God did just what he said. And when it got time to rain, the rain came. And nobody believed God except, and only his family was saved. Him and his wife, his three sons and their wives, only the eight people was saved because the people didn't believe Noah. And when it began to rain, and it rained, the waters come from the bottom of the earth down from the top, and it began to rise, and that's when they began to come and knock on the ark. But it was too late, so God locked the door. But Noah believed God, and it rained just like God told Noah it was going to rain. And they was lost, the ones that was outside the ark. But everything inside the ark was saved. Okay, we're going to go on down to Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out unto a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. But by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heir with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose building and maker is God. When God told him to leave his home, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. But by faith, he obeyed God. We have to obey God. We never seen God before. But the word of God tells us to be saved. Because if we don't get saved and serve him, heaven or hell. And we're not going to miss them both. If we die without Jesus in our life, we're going to hell. And after judgment, we're going to the lake of fire. That's what the word says. And if we serve God, we're going to go to live with Jesus for eternity. That's why I'm serving him today, because I believe what the Bible says. Because eternal life belongs to those that obey the Lord. But if we don't, damnation, the lake of fire for eternity. That's what's going to happen for those that don't receive Jesus Christ as their Savior, the lake of fire for eternity. That's what the Word of God says, and that's why I walk after the Spirit now, because that's what the Word of God says. Okay, we're going to go to, 10 verse. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Okay, let's go to 11 verse. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to receive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Abraham and Sarah was past age. When Isaac was born, I think he was 100 years old when she was 90. But she received strength to receive child, and she bore that child and had him when she was 90 years old. Abraham was 100. But God blessed them. She was barren all those years, but God blessed them to have a child. Okay, let's go to 12. Therefore sprung there even a one, and him as good as dead, and so many as the stars of the sky in number, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them before all, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. But they say such things, declared plainly that they seek a country. And truly, they've been mindful that country from which they came out. They might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, and heavenly. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Well, he had prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was pride, offered up Isaac, and he had that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. God told him to take his only son Isaac, the promised child, take him, and he would show him where he was going. And he took him on this mountain, and he took the fire, and he took the wood, and he told the servant said, you stay here. Me and the lad will go yonder and return. And Isaac said, Father, that I see the wood, I see the fire. Said, but where is the sacrifice? Abraham said, God himself will prepare a lamb for the sacrifice. They went on till they came to the place. He prepared the altar, and he bound up his son and put him on the altar. And he took the knife, and he was getting ready to sacrifice his son Isaac. And the angel cried out, Abraham, but don't harm the son. And do thy son no harm. And he looked around, and he saw a ram caught in a thicket. And he went and took the ram, and he offered him up for the sacrifice. Told his servants to wait here, and me and the lad will return. Because he believed if he sacrificed Isaac, God was going to re-erect Isaac, and they were going to both come back. But God had prepared a ram for the sacrifice. He was willing to sacrifice Isaac. And God knew that he didn't put Abraham before God. See, we cannot put nobody before God. And that's what God was testing Abraham. And he seen that God didn't put his son before him. So we have to not put nobody before our God. God has to come first. We love our husband. We love our children. But we cannot put nobody before God. He has to come first. He has to be first in our lives. So good to us. He's been better to us than we know how to be ourselves. He has to be number one. He brought us through 2023, through dangers seen and unseen. He's been better to us than we know how to beat ourselves. I tell you, without God on our side, we can't do nothing. I don't know if the lines is open or not, but God has been better to us than we know how to beat ourselves. We can't do nothing without the Lord. He's better to us than we know, than we can beat ourselves. And we have to love one another. We have to give praise unto God. Praise God. When we wake up in the morning, we need to thank God for his goodness. We need to praise God at all times because God is the best that ever happened to us. Can't nobody do us like God can. He saved us from our sins. He sanctified me, Lord. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Only God can save us from our sins. We couldn't save ourselves. He sacrificed his life. He gave his life for us. Oh, God, he died on Calvary's cross that we wouldn't have to die. He sacrificed his life for our sins. He forgave us. They gave him 39 stripes. They brutalized our Savior. He didn't even look like a human man. They beat him so. Oh, Lord, look what he did for us. He gave his life for us, praise God. And he didn't even deserve to die, but he died that we might live. Oh, God turned his back on his son, and he cried out, why has thou forsaken me? Praise God. God couldn't look on him because the sins of the whole world was on his shoulders. Oh, praise our God. Look at God. Look at Jesus hanging there. Oh, God, on the cross. Hanging there. Oh, God, with the sins of the world on his shoulders. He said, I'm a Bethany. Oh, God, why has thou forsaken me? Oh, praise our God. Oh, God, they whipped him so. He lost so much blood. Oh, praise our God. But he did it for you and I. He sacrificed his life. Oh, God, for you and I. Oh, God, what more can he do? What more can he do? Oh, God, they hung him high and they stretched him wide. What more can he do? Oh, praise our God. They took him down. Oh, God, before they took him down, one came and pushed him in the side, and out came wood, blood and water. Oh, God, so must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free. The song said, no, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Oh, praise our God. Oh, God, we must bear our cross. Oh, God, everyone must bear the cross. Oh, God, look at Jesus hanging there, blood streaming down, but he never said a mumbling word. Oh, God, look at Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, he did it for you, and he did it for me. Oh, praise God. He took him down, and they wrapped him and laid him in the tomb, but he wasn't through. He went down into the belly, of the earth. Oh, God, and he took the ones that had died. Oh, God, and he took them back to paradise, those that had died in him. He said, I'm the resurrection, and I'm the life. Oh, God, he took them and took them back to paradise, those that accepted him, Lord. Oh, God, but he's coming again, oh, God, for his church. Oh, God, that was out spot or rancor. Any such blemish. And he's going to take us home to live with him. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, praise God. It's time
to get ready to go back with the Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. It's time to live holy. It's time to be right with the Lord. No spot or wrinkle is going in. We have to be ready, saints. We have to be ready. Oh, God, it's time to give up sin. It's time to leave the world alone. It's time to say goodbye, world. I'm gone. Oh, God, you can't dibble and dabble in sin. You can't play with the devil and think you're going back with the Lord. You have to leave it alone. You have to quit playing church. Playing church is out. Oh, praise God. Playing church is out. Oh, God, because Jesus is coming back. We're church without spot or wrinkle. Oh, praise the Lord. And on down in Hebrews, praise the Lord, it says Isaac and Jacob, the 20th verse. It says, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. Joseph, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave command concerning his bones. Moses and his parents, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of this king's command. Praise God. Moses, the king wanted the women to kill all the men, the boy babies in Egypt, to save the girl babies. But the women, they was afraid, and they wouldn't kill the boy babies. The mother, let me go back, the mother, she hid Moses. She hid him 3 months. And then she made a thing to put Moses in. And they put him in the river, the Nile River. And he floated down the Nile River. And Pharaoh's daughter, they got him out of the Nile River, and she raised him as her son. Praise God. And as he got older, he wasn't afraid to be called Pharaoh's daughter. Praise the Lord. And he wanted to be, so as he grew up, the Lord, he didn't want to be called Pharaoh's daughter. And anyway, it goes on to say, by faith Moses, when he was come 2 years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him, who is invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea and on dry land, which the Egyptians are said to do was drowned. Joshua, Israel. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. This is after Moses had died, and Joshua took over, and they went into Jericho and captured Jericho. And this is Rahab, where she hid the spies. And they told Rahab, said, the same string that you helped us to come up to when you saved us, you have it hanging out the window. And when we take over Jericho, we'll see that same rope hanging down or whatever, and we'll save your family. By faith, your harlot Jericho perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. And that's how God saved her and her family. So see, God will bless you when you bless his people. God will bless you too. So we just have to do the right thing and serve God according to his word. You can't serve God and the devil. If you get on the Lord's side, you have to turn Satan loose, and you have to serve God. And God will bless his people. He will take care of his people. But on this road, you're going to have trials, and you're going to go through tribulation. But God will take care of you. Praise God. And then if the word of God says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When you fall asleep in Jesus, you're going to be present with the Lord. Sometimes you're going to go through tests and trials, but God will take you through. Praise God, because I have went through different situations. But in the long run, God still takes you through those tests and trials. Praise the Lord, because this is not a flower bed of ease on this side. Jesus suffered, and in order to reign with the Lord, we're going to have to go through things too, because he said we would. So we just have to make up our mind. We have to count up the cost, and we have to go through, because if you don't go through, you can't tell nobody else how they can make it through. But you, and you go through your tests, you can encourage someone else that they can go through theirs. Praise God. If you don't know how to swim, you can't tell nobody else how to swim. Praise God. If you don't know how to make a cake, how can you tell someone else how to make a cake? So praise God, we have to go through our trials so we can encourage someone else that you can make it. Praise God. So on this road that we on now, we have to go through in order to encourage our sisters and brothers that they can go through too. So praise the Lord. So we don't know, I don't think the mic's got open this time, but if anybody is on here that needs prayer, we're just going to pray for you anyway, because we know prayer can go where we can't go. And we know prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. And we can make the journey, but we have to continue to stay on this road, this straight and narrow road. Because on the broad road, there's many on the broad road. They on the broad road. They drinking, they partying and doing all this stuff. They killing and doing all these things, but that's on the road that leads to destruction. People's going there, young age, old age. It don't matter, but they on the road to destruction. But on this road, you see a traveler, it says every now and then, but this is the road that leads to life eternal. So, Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Our brothers and our sisters that's on this road, too. Oh, God, we ask you to bless the sick and the afflicted. We ask you to bless the bereaved families, because there's so many. We ask you to bless, in the name of Jesus, those that's going through different trials, and they may not understand. But we're asking you to bless them, God, in your precious name. Encourage their heart, God, because as long as you walk on the side of us, we can make it. We can make the journey, Lord, if we keep our hand in your hand. It may seem impossible, but what's impossible with us is possible with you, Lord, because you're able to give us that strength to go through, God. Encourage my brother. Encourage my sister, because they can make it, because you standing by our side. Those that are sick in their body, we ask you to touch, God, in a mighty way. We know you are healer, because you've healed our body many a times. Heal their bodies, God, whatever the sickness may be. Father, you're able to heal, you're able to deliver, and you're able to set free. We love you today, Lord. Have your way in their lives. Speak a word of encouragement to their soul. Let them know, God, that you are a way maker. You are a mind regulator, and you are a burden bearer. And we thank you for just being with us today. We thank you for the rain, because you're the one sends the rain. You're the one sends the snow. Oh, God, just bless those
that's going through, God. We know that you're able. Whatever comes our way, if we trust you, Lord, you said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we know that you're a man that you don't have to lie, but you can see us through whatever situation comes our way. Now, Lord, be with us throughout the day. Lead, God, and direct our path. Bless those that may be on the highways, in the rain, in the weather. Bless them today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. We say shalom to all yous that may be, all of y'all that may be on the radio station, on the broadcast. And we thank God for you. Be encouraged today. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, because he's on your side. If you surrender to God, he's on your side. And he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He will see you through regardless of what it may look like. It may look like it's dark. It may look like the sun is not going to shine. But even though it's raining here, the sun is out somewhere else. And we know God is able to see you through. He's the one that we have to look to. He's the one that's able to lift that cloud that's hanging over your life. He's the one. Like the song said, call on Jesus. He will answer prayer. And I know he will, because he's answered my prayers before. And I know he hears my prayer. So we thank you today for tuning in, even though the mic may be not open. But we thank God for you that are on the line. And we thank God for this podcast. And we'll say shalom to everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.